Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, rocking and rolling around the NFC South. Time to dip into the Atlanta Falcons side of things. Welcome in D. Orlando Ledbetter, Atlanta Journal-Constitution Falcons beat writer. How you been, D.?
Hey, been doing pretty good, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Always appreciate your time, man. How's life been now in Kirk Cousins land?
Oh, they're all ready to go. They're giddy like he doesn't have an injured Achilles and ready to go play ball.
And they find out, you know, nothing's really going to happen for this draft from any of the tampering stuff, so they don't have to worry about that because it's pretty solid. You know, draft for 2024, pick 8, 43, 74, 79. So it doesn't appear any of the tampering situation will take place until 2025, right?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, if they get found for tampering, it's being reviewed, you know, along with the Eagles signing of Saquon Barkley. Looks pretty obvious that they did commit some violations. It was just a matter of if the league's going to bring the hammer down on them real hard here.
So, D, let's jump into the draft. At number 8 overall, like as Haas kind of mentioned, there are four top 79 picks, and we'll kind of get into that a little bit later. But at number 8, like that is such a premier draft spot. What are you kind of hearing about the Falcons with the 8th overall pick? I've heard a little bit of buzz, obviously. A lot of folks expect them to take that first defensive player off the board at that spot. But I've heard maybe a little bit of buzz of offensive weapon again. Roma Dunze could be pretty hard to pass up. What have you kind of heard about it?
Yeah, that's it. They got four star defensive options at 8 if it falls the way most people believe. You know, Dallas Turner, Lata out of UCLA, Jared Verse out of Florida State, and the Brian Murphy kid out of Texas. So if you believe that one of those guys has got a chance to put on a yellow jacket, then you take them. Romain Odunze, you already have him on your team. He's called Drake London, the big wide receiver. Odunze is quicker, a little bit more athletic, but he's the same guy, basically. And then you got Brock Bowers up there, too, tight end from Georgia, but you already got Kyle Pitts. So yeah, if you think one of those four guys are a stud, if any of those six are Hall of Famers, then you take them. Or you consider trading back and still getting probably one of those guys if somebody wants to come up and get one of those quarterbacks early.
Well, I think that's a great point, D. It's a kind of sneaky trade-down spot. Like, everyone keeps talking about, oh, the Vikings are going to trade up into the top 5 to get their quarterback of the future. But if you're looking at the top 10 picks and you're Atlanta and you really, really like this defensive player, but you think he may be there a little bit later on, you know, a couple teams may be trying to jump the Chicago Bears or maybe even the New York Jets for one of those weapons, like you mentioned, Roma Dunze or Brock Bowers, and Atlanta could be in a pretty solid trade-down spot.
Yeah, no doubt. And they told us yesterday that they've had their preliminary talks with several teams. And he said if they get a call when they're on the clock, then things will get serious real quick. and teams will have to decide, you know, just how much value they want to throw the Falcons' way to come up and get that spot. So they know where they are. And, you know, you don't want to be right there at the drink, right there at the break point of great players and just going back for quality instead of quantity.
Curious your opinion here, D. Is a guy like Terry Fontenot, is this a – I know every year is an important draft, but is this like a do-or-die, make-or-break draft for him, or is he on pretty solid footing in Atlanta?
He came out of the mess in pretty solid footing as the, you know, unquestioned GM who would have to work with the new head coach. He's in charge here, this show, as far as the personnel situation is concerned. They do take the input from their coaches. But, yeah, it's on him to finish putting this team together. They cleared out the room for him to go back to a more traditional general manager head coach setup. That's how they got in trouble with Dan Quinn having the power to pick the roster. And he's not a scout. He hadn't been scouting all season. He's been trying to coach. So Terry and the scouts are in charge. And, you know, they present the options to the coaches, and the coaches tell them what they want. But he certainly came out of everything here with a little bit more power in the organization.
And certainly I would assume the fan base, just because of where Atlanta has drafted. If you look at the last 2 years, 8-38, 8-38, I'm talking about the picks, and they had picked 4-40 before that. So in their last five drafts, they've gone 8-4, 16-14. So they've been in good positions to build what they want to build. And I would imagine a fan base now says, let me see something, right? You know, it's time.
Yeah, but, you know, the two drafts weren't there. So, you know, they in fact, they got rid of all those players except for Chris Lindstrom and A.J. Terrell. So they gutted that draft, and then they didn't hit – Terry and them didn't hit home runs right away. Penny Sewell got a new contract today. They could have had him instead of Kyle Pitts. They could have had, Garrett Wilson instead of Drake London. So, you know – their second pick, Richie Grant, in the first year, he hadn't been pretty good. The third round pick was on a new team already, Jalen Mayfield. So yeah, they haven't hit in all of their. You got to hit in the first three rounds, so they need to do a little bit better job building a team out because it's not, it's not like they built the juggernaut and they just needed the quarterback. They still got a lot of work to do.
D, I know you also mentioned Brock Bowers a little bit earlier. What's the deal with Kyle Pitts right now? This team obviously invested a lot of draft capital into him. They're hoping that a new offense helps ignite him in the NFL?
Yeah, no doubt about it. A quarterback that could throw it to him.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you breathe between the lines, and he didn't do a really good job of coming back from the knee surgery last year. So, you know, folks want to see how hard he's going at it and, you know, how fast he'll learn the offense and then what Zach Robinson and them could do to get him open and get him the ball with the quarterback. He did pretty good when he had a quarterback that could throw it to him, Matt Ryan, his rookie year. And since then, it hasn't been very productive for the number 4 overall pick, the highest tight end ever drafted in the National Football League.
D, looking at pick 43, it's two picks ahead of the Saints at pick 45. I think that's also a premier draft spot. You talked about defense in the first round, and obviously the Falcons will have their share of defensive players to take with the 8th overall pick. If you go best defensive player available, do you double down at pick 43? What are your kind of thoughts on that part of the draft? Because I know, you know, Mike Dettillier and I talk about it all the time. That's where a lot of receivers are going to fall into the second round. Offensive line is still going to be there. Defensive backs, there's going to be a lot of options at pick 43 for the Falcons.
Yeah, no doubt. Tackles one. McGarry's been a serviceable pro, nothing special against the pass rush. Jake Matthews is heading into his 11th year. You could think tackle is supposed to be a deep tackle draft, deep cornerback. The cornerback should be available too, just because they, everybody ran so slow, they're getting pushed down a little bit. So Kool-Aid could, if he pops up there, yeah, maybe you take McKinstry. Wiggins, I don't know if he's last that late, but then you got kids like the Cooper Dejean kid that people are jumping over, folks, and you know, the kid from Georgia, Kamari Lassiter. So you can go line, you can go cornerback, you can go tackle there, and if you just got your heart set on Spencer Rattler, you probably have to take him there because he probably won't be there when you come back up in the third.
D, always great stuff from you. Appreciate the time and hope you have a great draft.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Steve.
That's D. Orlando Ledbetter, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution Falcons beat writer. Always great stuff from him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.